you have your Bible, turn with us to Ephesians chapter 5 for just a moment time tonight. Ephesians chapter 5, let's just go back to verse 18. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And the Bible says, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Now listen to what he says in verse 19. He says, "Speak into yourself." I wonder why he says that. "Speak into yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Now listen to this, verse 20. "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight. I told you we'd try to mention tonight on to be thankful. Amen? To be thankful. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm truly thankful tonight. Amen. I'm thankful for all the Lord. I'm thankful for all the Lord showed me in my life. There's a lot of folks that don't know nothing about God. There's a lot of folks, to our shame, that's never heard the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm thankful tonight for the Word of God that I've heard and that it's went into my ear, hearing and transferred to my heart. Amen. It's changed me, made me a different person, and it's still working on me today. I'm still being transformed. And as I look at this in Paul's writings here to the Ephesians, and he said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, he said, hey, it's going to come a time, Brother Robert, when we need to be encouraged. It's going to be a time when we need to be lifted up. And if we look around this world today, and we see the chaos that's all around us, there's never been a time like the present that we need to be encouraged. And we're going to have to do like King David. Since we're going to have to come to a point that we're going to have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We're going to have to realize there's going to come a time in our life that there's not going to be anybody around there to help us, and we're going to need some help. I've been there, amen. I've come to a place where nobody could help me, but praise God, I could go to the throne of grace. And boy, glory to God, there's a peace that passes understanding. Amen. Come into my heart, praise God. And when the demons of hell seem like it's pulling me down for the last time, I spoke to my heart, Jesus, and praise God, there's a light come into that room, and he said, "Peace, be still." It was just like a sudden calm, like the light was just turned on. It flipped on. The darkness had to flee. Amen. And encouragement come along to help my heart. That's what God does for a child of God. That's who he is tonight. He's the encourager of the soul. The helper that we need, praise God. That's why he said here, said, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen. When we get the singing thing, I told you a while ago, it's impossible, praise God, to get the praise in God and to be discouraged. Amen. You get the praise and the magnifying the name of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and you can't be discouraged. Amen. You get to going down the road and people cut you off and all kind of crazy. I told my son, I said, "I don't know how you drive a truck." I'd get that big old truck and wake up. I'd be tempted to just push them out of the road. Amen. I would. I'd be tempted just to mow them over. Amen. But you know what you got to do? You just got to say, "Lord, thank you, praise God, for the peace in my heart." Amen. That helps me to overcome all these situations, the obstacles that we face in this world. Praise God. He does that for us. And he said, when he does this thing, it makes a melody hard. It gives you an encouragement, praise God, to go on just a little farther. And then he says, giving thanks. Because of all this, because of what's transpired, he said, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father of in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, wait, praise God, when we begin to realize all that God's doing for us, all that God's done for us, all that God's going to do for us, praise God, we just begin to give him thanks. We begin to lift up his name and say, "Thank you, Jesus, for all the marvelous things that you're doing for your children." Amen. And he's doing it all around us today. I went into the doctor yesterday morning, and the little nurse that come in there, and she takes you in and checks your vitals and stuff before you go back. And I sat down there with her, and she was checking it, and she said, "Mr. Massey," she said, "would it be all right?" I said, "I'm just going to pray for you that God will help you here." Amen. That he'll touch you. Amen. My wife talked to her. Good lady. I said, "Praise the Lord." I said, "Thank you, sis." Amen. I said, "Thank you for that." I said, "I'm going to pray for you that they can give you help. They can make you feel better." And she was just as sincere as could be. Amen. You know why? Because there was something in her heart, praise God. She had that love of God that she wanted to give out. Amen. To be an encouragement to someone else. And we got in there, and the doctor got in there, and where they was going to do the injection, and the nurse, the little nurse in there, the computer system locked up and went down. She said, "We're going to have to wait just a minute." She said, "This stuff happens." She said, "We can't control it." Said, "It's part of this new plan we got where everything has to be logged in and all." Said, "It's just creating a big mess." But she said, "You know what? It's all right." She said, "God knows what we need." Amen. I said, "Praise the Lord, sis." "Sure He does." And I got the, hey, you know what it was? He gave me just a little minute because I was kind of nervous about him sticking a needle into next to my spine. But she said, "You know what? It's going to be all right because God's in control." Yeah, and boy, I tell you what, there was something to come to me and said, "Whoa, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this little bit of pause, praise God, to give me a little touch of confidence, praise God, to just stand up and say, well, glory." Amen. 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 A difference, praise God. It's just amazing what God, if you start listening. Amen. Give you something you can give praise for. Some say, "Thank you, Lord." Amen. Hey, glory. Then I got done and got out there. The little receptionist that was going to check me out, I got the